Hey everybody, Aaron Herman of the Open Scroll here. Today is Saturday, December 24th. It's about 9:30 a.m., which means we're in the last part of the 29th day of the ninth month on the Lord's calendar, and I'm here with Bob Schlenker.
Hey everybody, it finally happened. Our legacy channel has been dumped from YouTube. This was not unexpected. What's surprising to us is that it's taken until now for them to dump us. Yeah. So here's a picture, the image of a page. If you go to our YouTube channel, it says, this account has been terminated due to multiple or severe violations of YouTube's policy prohibiting content designed to harass, bully, or threaten. And I got an email from YouTube today, 6:21 a.m. on 12/24/22. I think this is their Christmas present. So you want to read this for us, Aaron?
Certainly. Hi, The Open Scroll. We have reviewed your content and found severe or repeated violations of our community guidelines. Because of this, we have removed your channel from YouTube. We know this is probably very upsetting news, but it's our job to make sure that YouTube is a safe place for all. If we think a channel severely violates our policies, we take it down to protect other users on the platform. But if you believe we've made the wrong call, you can appeal this decision. You'll find more information about the policy in question and how to submit an appeal below. What our policy says: content that glorifies or incites acts of violence isn't allowed on YouTube. How this affects your channel: we have permanently removed your channel from YouTube. Going forward, you won't be able to access, possess, or create any other YouTube channels.
Oh, boo-hoo. Yeah, not sad, not upset. So I clicked on to learn more to see what was going on, and it brought up this channel from kind of a generic support.google.com. Harassment and cyberbullying policies. So, yeah, you can see that here. Yeah, we're not going to appeal this. I've reached out to YouTube a couple of times, and I don't remember them ever, even once, acknowledging that I did so. So, here's something. James 1:2-4. Aaron?
Consider it all joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance. And let endurance have its perfect result, so that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing.
Are you counting it all joy, brother?
Absolutely, brother. And you?
Absolutely. And 2 Corinthians 12:10, Aaron?
Therefore, I am well content with weaknesses, with insults, with distresses, with persecutions, with difficulties for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong.
Yeah, here we are. Surprisingly, our other three channels on YouTube appear to be online still and accessible. Plus the fourth channel that Aaron published independently. I haven't explored them fully to see what kind of impact the dropping of our legacy channel might have had on them. I did discover that my ability to moderate comments is now limited to report, which means that I can no longer remove any that are spam or inappropriate. I've explored the report option in the past, and there has never been any follow-through. If those channels that I refer to are still publicly accessible and you can find the content valuable enough, get it while you can, but only as the Lord himself may so lead. So the first step was YouTube. About our main blog, the Open Scroll blog, since it's also hosted on blogger.com, which became an Alphabet or Google property like YouTube did also. We don't expect it to remain online much longer. We expect that to get dumped for the same or some other trumped up reason. All of our online content is at risk of being taken offline, all of it. We expect to be scrubbed from even the Wayback Machine, the Internet Archive. All we can do is to continue according to the Lord's provision, and we know that His provision is perfect. My first foray online in 1995 was His timely provision, and it was so clearly that. The snail mail newsletter I had begun to publish and distribute at that time was also clearly His provision. When Aaron Herman began to minister with me, it was the Lord's fit provision for the work of the ministry. The Lord's provision for us, His servants, is entirely perfect, fit for the particular moment of the age within which it manifests. And this produces exactly what He intends, bringing forth the fruit that will result in the greatest salvation and glory for Himself. He delights in sharing all good things so incredibly generously with His beloved people. If you have a YouTube channel or a voice on some other platform and you want to help people who would appreciate our work, would you consider doing this? Post a video or a blog post or whatever, telling your viewers or followers what happened, that our channel got removed and that we can still be followed on other platforms for the moment. Like our blog, BitChute, and Brighteon channels, we also have a Rumble channel that has many of our videos. Our blog posts typically announce our latest videos, and we link to each video there, including the version we host ourselves on theopenscroll.com. Those are always full HD quality, and they can be streamed and also downloaded. If you do post a video to YouTube or some other platform and you can add a description, please consider including the links to our channels and other content. You'll find these in this video's description down below and also on our blog while they last. Any other comments you'd like to make, Aaron?
I just want to thank everybody for their prayers and support. We love you guys. Thank you so much for being in this battle with us. Greatly appreciated. And keep hanging in there, everybody.
Yeah. This is the Lord's provision for us. And all of what we have enjoyed up till now is certainly subject to loss. And yet that has no indication attached to it whatsoever of the Lord's love for us, and of His continuing provision in every fit way. God bless you, everybody. Bye-bye.